Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I must admit, when I first heard about an organisation called ICE, I had visions of masked and armed men roaming the streets looking for migrants. But thankfully, over here, the Inner City Enterprise is a far more benevolent organisation which turns derelict urban properties, of which there are too many in our cities, into new workspaces for Irish startups. They've been around since 2012 and helped 1,600 micro-businesses and disadvantaged people. Evan Kilmurry is the chief executive of Inner City Enterprise, the Nice ICE. Good morning, Evan.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Your introduction, I have to say, made me laugh. The only thing we roam the streets for is for looking to help people, unemployed people, well, social entrepreneurs, and youth entrepreneurs.
That's my first question, to tell us more about what you guys do.
Yeah, so we are a small charity, private sector charity, also a social enterprise, and we help unemployed people, social entrepreneurs and youth entrepreneurs to get their own businesses. We operate within Dublin City boundaries, it's all about helping people kind of get a start in life, realise their dream. And I think one of the main reasons I established ICE was to level the playing field, Joe. There's a lot of people that don't have the same contacts, the same connections in the inner city as other people might do. And it's really trying to level that playing pitch and help as many people as possible to fulfill their dreams and create their own self-employment.
And remove them off social welfare and get them a chance to grow their business. So you look for entrepreneurs who don't come from money or advantage.
100%. I mean, it's all about, technically you have to be unemployed before we help. So people come into Department of Social Protection, unemployed, want to get a business off the ground. Department of Social Protection sends them on to ICE, and we give them the go ahead. And the great thing about there's a very, very good grant called the Back to Work Enterprise Allowance. So if they're eligible to get a business off the ground, they can go on to the Back to Work Enterprise Allowance instead of the dole. And it gives them 2 years to get a business off the ground. So it's actually a great subsidy. And then we work with them. We give them all the free business training networks, workshops,
Free desks, free premises, free laptops, free Wi-Fi.
So what we do is we're very much client focused. So one of the demands over the last 12 years really was affordable, accessible workspace. So and this was an increasing demand. And over those years, I actually saw quite a few businesses go out of business because a lot of our clients would come in and they're living in one bed, living, eating, working in one bed apartments. And you can just imagine how stressful that is. Mm. You just can't focus. So what we did was we approached Dublin City Council, who very kindly leased us a building, an old housing depot, previously derelict. And we are in the process now, it's two-thirds done, of converting it into a social enterprise hub. So that basically means that 40% of those coming in, our marginalised clients, will pay well below the market rate, and the remaining 60% of anchor tenants will subsidise those. So it's a social enterprise, and a social enterprise is all about social mission coupled with social impact, but with commercial viability.
Okay, and how do you ensure that once these guys get up and running, guys and girls get up and running, that they don't continue to get the benefits of the reduced rent if the business takes off?
Well, interesting question. We've just had one fabulous business, Sylvia's Cheesecakes, who was here at the very start. She moved in 2024, and she's gotten so big, she moved on to a new premises in ACE Enterprise Centre. So we will have a churn rate, to be fair. So I think we have to work that out. But I would imagine after 3 to 4 years, probably 4 years, when the business gets strong enough and big enough, they'll move on and we give somebody else a chance as well.
Okay.
So I think it's important just to have that circular effect.
And where does John Paul Construction fit into this?
John Paul Construction, what can I say? I can't say enough about John Paul Construction. So when we first got the building, completely derelict, And the renovation costs, previously before COVID, I had been told $250,000. After COVID, 1.2 million. So my patron, Ray Wilson, introduced me to Liam Kenny, CEO of John Paul Construction, and he had a look around the place, and they agreed to take us on as a charity partner. And in 2024, they completely renovated the top half of the building for us. It should have cost me $338,000. It cost us $91,000.
Oh, that's a good discount.
Incredible. And we then got, very luckily, very fortunately, we got another grant there last year from Department of Rural and Community Development, Minister Dara Cleary, of $486,000. And phase two, we had to do an e-tender, but John Paul Construction won the contract. And they are now, we've literally just completed phase two within 5 months, actually. And the launch is on today at 8 o'clock.
And you're getting a ministerial visit?
Yes, Minister Dara Cleary is coming to do the launch. So,
and if someone thinks that they might want to start a business somewhere in the inner city, do they get in touch with you or do they go to the Department of Social Protection? How does that work?
So it works usually if they're on unemployment benefits, they go to Department of Social Protection, who send them in to us. But now increasingly, we've got a lot of credibility in the area, having been around for so long. So increasingly, we're getting a lot of word of mouth, Joe.
Right.
And we would train 120 young refugees and asylum seekers on our RISE program funded by Department of Justice. And our Young Entrepreneurs Training Program also trains another 100 marginalised individuals. So you get the connections, a lot of connections to them.
Ivan, best of luck with the project. Enjoy the day today with the red tape being cut and all that stuff. That is Ivan Kilmurry, the Chief Executive of Inner City Enterprise, the Nice Ice. Don't forget the Green Business Person of the Month on News Talk with Repack. If you know a candidate who you feel has excelled in embracing sustainability in their business, you can nominate them. You can even nominate yourself at newstalk.com/green. newstalk.com/green.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.